Will Huggins is a home builder and a carpenter in Mattapoisett, Massachusetts. It's 15 minutes from Cape Cod. In 2008, the 41-year-old was diagnosed with colon cancer. Doctors removed 6 inches of his colon. Afterwards, he had chemotherapy. Then, a year and a half ago, doctors found spots on Huggins' liver,
which caused me to have a pretty major surgery where they removed 75% of my liver and also my gallbladder with about, I don't know, a half a dozen procedures that went along with it.
Today, he estimates he's about 75% back to normal, despite a staggering financial burden brought on by the high cost of healthcare and a lack of insurance. So what does this all have to do with the Yukon Quest? Well, longtime Quest volunteer Ryan Hughes grew up with Huggins.
We were childhood friends, I think far back as, you know, maybe second grade or so.
Hughes lives in Fairbanks. He spends lots of time with local mushers Brent Sass and Mike Ellis. When he heard Will Huggins was sick, he wanted to find out if they could help.
I was home this summer, was able to go to one of the fundraisers and just kind of jumped on board, you know. Friends are important to me.
If you've been to a Quest-related event recently, it's very likely Hughes has asked you to wear a handmade brown and white bracelet. That's how Fairbanks musher Paige Drobny ended up with hers.
I guess it's on an elastic band, and they're brown beads, and there's letters on them that say, I will. The guy that started this, the family that started into this, his name is Willie Huggins. So it's sort of a play on his name, but also sending a good message out to you. You know, positive thoughts that I will finish the Yukon Quest, or I will do whatever I put my mind to.
Drobny will wear her bracelet in the Quest 300 and the Iditarod this year. Her husband, Cody Straith, will have one on as his team runs in the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest. The bracelets sell for $10. Proceeds go to help Will Huggins and his family. Some of the money is also paid forward to others who found themselves in similar situations. A group of friends in Massachusetts gets together to make the bracelets, and they fill orders at local businesses and online.
And it's been awesome. I've heard stories about, like, well, you guys, for instance, out in Alaska, and I've heard of some other parts of the country. It's really spread, and it's really an awesome thing. It makes me feel amazing.
Word of the bracelets was shared mostly through social media. Pictures on his Facebook page show an always smiling Will Huggins. He has 3 children.
But when I was a kid, my parents sort of left me. I was raised by grandparents. And I made a commitment to the universe that I would never, ever leave my children. And there I was faced with sort of the universe taking that promise away from me. And at first, I could barely even look at my kids. I was so ashamed. But, I've gotten by all that stuff now. But the children and my family are the main thing that just keeps me fighting and being positive.
Musher and fellow cancer survivor Lance Mackey will also wear an I Will bracelet during this year's Yukon Quest. Via text message, Mackey says he and Will Huggins have a lot in common. Before Ryan Hughes got Interior Alaska's mushers on board, Huggins didn't know anything about sled dogs or the Quest. But the two friends say once Huggins' health is 100%, he'll come north, preferably to watch the start of next year's Yukon Quest in Fairbanks.
I think someday in my near future, I don't know how near, but I'd love to get out to see Ryan and actually give it a go.
My ultimate goal is when he's back and feeling good and healthy again is get him up here and get him out on a sled, you know.
So. Will Huggins says he'll follow along as 26 teams make their way down the Yukon Quest Trail between Whitehorse and Fairbanks this year. The race starts Saturday. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.